Welcome back to another podcast. This is Brent Bookwalter, and today we're going to be talking about what motivates someone to join a cult, and what types of people are likely to join. And there's a lot of misinformation around this topic on the world today, and I thought, why not talk about it? Alright, so I'm going to jump right into it, but most people that join cults, or I don't want to say most, but there are a lot of people that are looking for some type of acceptance or aren't feeling loved and need to look to someone or something. And a lot of the time, cults will kind of search for these people and see if they can find someone that's in this situation. Because if someone is trying to look for, you know, guidance or acceptance or wanting to feel loved, and the cult's bringing them in and they're like, we're gonna treat you, we're gonna love you, we'll make all of your problems go away, a lot of these people are desperate enough to believe that and to fall into the grasp of the cult. And it's too bad, because the cults take advantage of these types of people. And I think I wish they would actually help them instead of making them emotionally feel even worse and worse over time by trying to say that we're solving your problems, by in reality, they're just taking advantage of them inside of the cult. And as the cults claim to provide the biggest life answers to questions people are trying to figure out, and through its doctrine, and that's really how they draw people in. And also, people could also be looking for some type of religion or something to follow, because cults can somewhat seem as a religion in a way. There's a leader, and everyone falls behind them and their values and everything like that. And I think people could think that they're a religion when in reality it's a cult, and they're being used slowly, slowly and more every day. Now, there are a lot of stereotypes about people that join cults. Like, they're weak-minded, they're unstable, they're just at the bottom of their life, and that's really not the case. A lot of people that join cults are wealthy and highly educated, and, you know, the wealthy people, they have more time on their hands, or possibly more time on their hands, and they can focus more on the cult and benefit by giving them money and putting more work into the cult with their wealth. And that's another way that cults benefit off. And I think when cults are also trying to find people, they look for people that are wealthier so then they can be long-term benefits towards the cult. Also, educated people, they're faced their entire lives with problems and trying to figure out new information and processing that new information. And if they're trying to join a cult, or if they see a cult, they're more likely to process that information quicker and understand it quicker and just adapt to the cult environment faster. And that's why a lot of people that join cults are actually highly educated, as one that didn't know maybe wouldn't think. Also, people that join cults aren't always religious, because let's say they used an example in this article. If a cult spends countless hours trying to convince an avid Chevy customer to switch to Ford, not only do they risk offending the person that likes Chevy, but they also waste their time and resources when they could be aiming towards someone, let's say their name is Jack, that doesn't know anything about cars, and convincing them to switch to Ford would be easier. Now, I think this is really interesting, and it makes a lot of sense, because if you're trying to convince someone that's, say, in a religion, and then to join this cult, they could be not understanding why they work, or why they do this, and why they do that, because of their previous beliefs in another religion. And I think if someone doesn't have any religion and comes in with no experience, it will be a lot easier to try to convince them to stay and to fall into their ideologies and everything like that. Now, we're going to hear from a guest speaker, Eric Bookwalter, on what types of people join a cult and who joins a cult. He hasn't done the extensive research that I have, and I think hearing his voice will be very interesting. Hey, Eric. Thanks for joining us today. So, you know, I really want to be talking about what motivates someone to join a cult and what types of people are likely to join. And I really want to hear your thoughts and what you think.
Well, thank you, Brent. And might I say, it's a pleasure to be here, you know. And, you know, I've always wanted to be on this podcast. I've heard so much, you know, I listen to you guys week in, week out. It's really good stuff that you do on here. So, you know, I'm so glad you brought me on here because my entire career has been dedicated to studying how cults work and, you know, what motivates somebody to be in a cult. So, you know, I'm really glad to be sitting down and having a conversation with you. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
If, you know, I might restate the question again because it was a little long ago. What motivates somebody to be in a cult? Was that
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, so over the time that I've been studying this, it seems like somebody joins a cult after some emotional trauma, and gotcha. It also tends to be something where it's a loss of almost a community.
Gotcha.
And that person, when they're joining this cult, seems like they found a new sense of community. The problem with that is a cult is a very different sense of community in that, you know, when you think of town, you know, these are all people that are, you know, interchanging.
Like living together.
Living together, you know, interchanging gotcha. Services for each other.
Yeah.
It's a very close brotherhood in a cult.
Gotcha.
I think that's a good way to describe it. And, you know, it's definitely a void filler for some of these people, you know, that feel like they've lost a lot of these emotional connections in their lives.
That's great. Thank you. I completely agree. There are so many people that, you know, end up joining cults because
right.
they need some type of guidance or something happened in their life. And they're really trying to look to see the brighter light to get them back on the right side. And a lot of the cults will take advantage of those people when they see them and
right.
really draw them in. And
right. And I think, you know, another important aspect about cults is the overwhelming population of religious cults in the United States. And I think that's definitely a driving factor, at least also, you know, in what makes somebody join a cult. And a lot of the time, these people are, you know, supported on these religious scriptures, whether that's Christianity or, you know, Judaism or,
gotcha, yeah.
You know, something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
You know, it seems like these cults can exaggerate different parts of the text. You know, and kind of perceive things that, you know,
may seem like a religion right. when it's really not.
Right. You know,
gotcha.
You know, it kind of turns into something, you know, reading into something that's not really there. And, you know, really basing your entire ideology off of, you know, kind of like a false thought, I'd say.
Thank you. That's very interesting.
I've
honestly never looked at it that way. And I think...
Right. Yeah. You know,
great to have you on here.
Yeah,
I think you're completely hit the nail right in the head. And I think overall people really are looking for the sense of care and someone to love them and to get their voice out. And I think cults will seem like maybe it's a religion and you can feel safe and feel in that environment. But really, if you look deeper into it, it's really not. And a lot of people actually don't even realize they're in a cult until they try to leave. And I
right.
think that's really interesting.
You know what, that is something, you know, that I don't think about enough, you know. It's, I'd almost call it an unhealthy bond, I'd say.
Gotcha, yeah.
Well, you know, thank you so much, Brent. It's been
yeah,
a pleasure. And, you know, it's always good to have a different perspective on these things.
I completely agree.
This is going to help me with my research. And, I really hope that I reached a lot of people out in their houses today. You know, wherever you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you. This is the Brent Bookwalter podcast. I say thank you for listening to us today and have a great one. Thank you.